Saga Egmont presents Secrets of the Ancient Egyptians, read by Patrick Warner. Jealousy drove Set, the god of chaos and disorder, to tear his brother Osiris's body to pieces and scatter the fragments throughout Egypt. However, the goddess Isis, Osiris's wife, found the pieces and embalmed the reformed corpse, binding it in linen. According to Egyptian mythology, this was the world's first mummy. Embalming the dead to preserve the body for posterity became widespread in ancient Egypt, and both human and animal mummies have fascinated people ever since. Powdered mummified remains were even used as medicines for all kinds of ailments. The mummies of the poor were buried in the desert sands, but the pharaoh's mummies lay in magnificent sarcophagi inside giant pyramids, whose construction is still a mystery despite the wealth of hieroglyphic texts left by their creators. One thing is certain, however. They were created by a civilization that was strong enough to flourish for more than 3,000 years. Contents. 1. The Nile provided everything. 2. Obsessed by death. 3. Egypt's mighty pyramids. 4. Life in the Nile Valley. 5. Servants of the gods. 6. Military superpower. 7. Ramesses the Great. 8. Battle of Kadesh. 9. Strange symbols. 10. Egypt in the Bible. 11. Royal incest. 12. Egypt's last pharaoh. 1. The Nile provided everything. 700,000 to 2950 BC. Egyptian civilization would never have succeeded without the Nile, which still flows like an essential life force through the barren northeast African desert. The river's rising waters flooded the Nile Valley every year, leaving mud so fertile that hunger was very rarely a problem for the Egyptians. From the Nile, they received food, shelter, and, over time, their identity as a nation. Each year in June, the monsoon blows over the Ethiopian highlands. Near the Indian Ocean, the wind hits the mountains, which in places extend more than 4,550 meters into the sky. Where it meets the mountains, the monsoon sends cascades of rain over the surrounding flat, green plains, and down into Lake Tana, a huge body of water in the northwest of Ethiopia. From here, the water flows into the Blue Nile and on northwards. At Khartoum, the present-day capital of Sudan, the river becomes the White Nile. From there, in ancient times, before the Aswan Dam tamed the mighty power of the river, the mass of water continued to swell and rush through Nubia and Egypt. There the water flowed over the banks and flooded the surrounding fields before finally cascading into the Mediterranean far to the north. Mud gave life. When the river receded again a few months later, as well as a considerable number of edible fish, it left behind a thick layer of mud. This mud, saturated with minerals and salts, made the soil along the Nile some of the most fertile in the world. It was the perfect place for one of the most impressive kingdoms in the history of the world to flourish. For the people of ancient Egypt, the flood was the highlight of the year, and the Nile behaved with astonishing predictability. Everyone knew when the water would reach their area. The water levels began to rise in mid-August in southernmost Egypt. 4 to 6 weeks later, the water rumbled with unstoppable force over the Nile Delta, where it saturated the fields. When the river was at its highest, the water could cover the entire floodplain at a depth of up to 1.5 meters before receding sometime in early October. By the end of November, the banks of the Nile were so dry that during the mild winter, the farmers could begin to sow wheat and other crops to harvest the following year around April. When the harvest was over, the farmers left the fields empty.